You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Mick Norton to look ahead to Saturday's racing. And what a Saturday we have in store as well. Some top quality action to look forward to. Cheltenham and Doncaster, the two feature meetings. It is, of course, trials day at Cheltenham. Cracking card at Doncaster to look forward to as well. We've also got action at Lingfield and Uttoxeter, which isn't too bad either. And card over the Irish Sea at Fairy House as well. So something for everybody on Saturday, but the emphasis definitely on the jumpers, definitely on any festival pointers that we can grab, get our mitts on, Mick.
And if the trials day in Cheltenham lives up to the trials day in Ireland, we're in for a treat, Alex.
If I'm being honest, looking at some of the races, you'd thinking maybe not a trial in the true sense of the word. But in many of the races, there are horses that is the logical step to go from here to the festival.
It's going to be too informative, the whole thing, and not necessarily from the winners either. There are going to be plenty of horses using this as a stepping stone to their festival targets, win, lose or draw.
We'll just start by just mentioning the front page of the Racing Post, where big photo of Rich Ritchie, who, well, he's probably the happiest man in racing at the minute because everything just seems to be going his way. But he's saying that the Gold Cup is his pinnacle, the pinnacle of him owning horses, of him being in the sport. He wants to win a Cheltenham Gold Cup.
He went close last year, didn't he?
He did indeed.
And it just shows, you know, for all the money he's put into it and etc., you can't just go and buy Gold Cup success, can you?
You can't. He's doing very well in the...
Last year's connections bred Gold Cup success, which...
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about the National Hunt game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. He's got Jack Adam, who, of course, was second last year, as the 7-2 market leader with us. We are now non-runner money back on the Cheltenham Gold Cup.
Yeah.
Don Cassack is fives, so is Votor, who is the Mullins, I don't want to call it second string, because I think that's...
I don't know whether Vato is a Gold Cup horse to you, Alex.
Personally, no. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm not a huge Jack Adam fan either. I like the horse, but would I be wanting to back anything at 7-2 in such an open
renewal? No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, he's run with credit, hasn't he, in the last two festivals. It was going well, wasn't he, when he fell four out in the GLT. Going like the winner, wasn't he?
Well, there's nothing not to like about him. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
No.
It's just that there's so many horses that I do like in there as well.
It's just the price.
The betting, then. We've got Jack Adam 7-2, 5s for Don Cossack and Votor, 6 is Don Polly, 7's Q Card, 10s for No More Heroes, 12s for Road to Riches, 25's Hollywell, O'Fallon's Boy, 33's Swag
Place. It should be 5-2 on the field, Alex.
40's up against the rest. It should, shouldn't it?
Co-favourites, yeah. And I suppose if he does win on Saturday, he's going to shorten again, which would be nonsense, really, won't it?
Yeah, we're going to get on to him shortly and his race on Saturday. But
yeah, he's got credentials to win a Gold Cup, no doubt about that. And you know, he's running himself into form, run well behind Don Cossack on his reappearance, and then did everything right in the John Durkin Memorial. And he's on track, and he's worthy of his place in the market, but he should be 5-2 on the field of the race.
Yeah.
Because all those horses you mentioned have all got major Gold Cup credentials, both the Dons, the Cossack and the Poli, and et al. You know, it's a good, open, high-class renewal of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, and that's how it should be.
And let's face it, Rich is going to have plenty more winners across the course of the festival, isn't he?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
I don't think he'll be too upset come Friday evening anyway. You wouldn't have thought.
But. No. But, plenty to look forward to over the next few weeks. I'm sure there'll be dramas along the way.
Yes, there's still plenty of time, isn't there?
There is.
Six and a bit weeks left?
Yeah,
so.
It certainly is.
Okay, well, we'll move on to looking at some of the action coming up on Saturday. To be honest, we could have looked at any of the races at Cheltenham, couldn't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely, could have gone through the whole lot.
We've picked three, and we're going to have a look at one at Doncaster as well, because the Great Yorkshire Chase.
The big day at Donny.
Yeah. So some top quality action to look forward to there, but we're going to focus on Cheltenham. We're going to start by looking at the 150, which is the Betbright Trial Chase, a Grade 2 contest over the extended 3 mile and 1 furlong trip. 8 runners down to go to post for this one, and we've got betting for it. Jackadam is 4-7, the aforementioned Jackadam, 13-2 for Many Clouds, 15-2 for O'Phelan's Boy in Smad Place, 14-1 for Sam Winner, 16's Wakanda, 33 is the Giant Bolster, and 66-1 for Theatre Guide. It, as things stand, which is at these prices, by the way, correct as of 12:30 on Friday afternoon, has a lovely each way feel to it, doesn't it?
Because it does.
There will be people that are putting Jackadam in their multis, whatever they're having on Saturday. But whatever happens, the fact that we are 13-2 bar suggests that there could be some decent value to be had.
Well, the each way angle is Wakanda, isn't it? His mark rose from 133 to 155 in 2015, and we saw his battling qualities at Ascot last time, where they all came and had a crack at him throughout the last half mile, and he saw them all off, didn't he? And although he's got a few pounds to find on the ratings at 16-1 each way, dead eight. Well, you couldn't make it up, could you? It's absolutely spot on, isn't it? I just hope he, you know, can take the rising class and in his stride, and he certainly won't be let down by his qualities, his battling qualities, will he?
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
And I think the track could be tailor-made for him as well.
OK. Many Clouds won this race last year.
Absolutely. Beat Smad Place, didn't he? Into second, they both reopposed. Many Clouds needed his reappearance, but better last time when chasing home Tom Pawley. And we'll give it his best shot again. He's a smashing horse, Many Clouds. And, yeah, he alone is one reason why Jack Adams shouldn't be odds on in this.
OK. Forgotten horses, if you like, the likes of Sam Winnell, Phelan's Boy, the Giant Bolster.
Well, Phelan's Boy is a high-class horse. He was back on track at Newbury last time. Top form at the last two festivals. Won the RSA and fourth in the Albert Bartlett. He's a proper horse, Phelan's Boy. And again, another reason why the favourite shouldn't be as sure as he is.
And a tongue tie on for the first time as well.
Yeah, which... interesting that, yeah. And a good jockey booking for him. I think Noel's ridden him before, but I'm pleased to see him back on board.
And of the outsiders, we mentioned someone of the Giant Bolster, Theatre Guide. Could you give chances to any of them?
Well, the Giant Bolster's always there, but he's not getting any younger and not getting any better, is he? I mean, he'll be there till three out, won't he? But he'll get left behind. Theatre Guide promises more than he delivers. He's a horse of some ability, but the horse going forward, for me, the younger horse, the youngster in the race, well, Jack Adams only 7, he feels like he's been around forever. The 2 7-year-olds for me, top of the market, Jack Adam, but Wakanda each way at whatever price he is appeals to me. But it's a cracking race, absolutely superb.
Just last question on this, prices are apart, do you think Jack Adam will win?
I think he probably will.
But he's no value.
He's no value. And I think I'd sooner go Wakanda each way, which I'll be doing against many of the Mullins hot pots at the festival, just looking outside the Fav and doing my each way doubles and trebles as I did last year, which worked well for me.
That is the beauty of it, isn't it? You can either be on the shorties, which is fine, good luck to you.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it does open the race up for other betting possibilities.
It does mean that there's going to be some horses hitting the frame at prices bigger than they ought to be.
And some horses who don't win very often anyway. So it's not like, you know, they're bumping into one. They always seem to run the same race, which is bumping into one. Fine. Yep. If you're going to bump into a 1-6 shot,
that's fine.
That's fine for each way punters. Yep. So.
Yeah.
OK, then.
I don't think O'Phelan's Boy will be far away, though. I haven't said that. Back at his, you know, the scene of his best efforts, if you like.
It would certainly be nice to see him run another good race and prove that he is completely sound now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, then.
He did look on the way back last time, didn't he?
Yes, he did, definitely. If he can just back that up.
Yes. Yes, he needs to do. He needs to do. But he can back up, can he? We've seen that from him before.
Definitely. OK, we'll move on to the 3 o'clock race, which is the Classic Novices Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles, or slightly more than. 8 runners going to post it. Well, 9 officially. Bartus Hill is second preference, which could be key, really, couldn't it? Bartus Hill, not likely to turn up here.
Yeah, I noticed one of the papers, trade papers, hadn't priced Bartus Hill up for the race.
No, he's most likely going to Doncaster. Yeah. To running the 240, the River Don.
Yes.
Novices hurdle where
he'd
be.
Shall we preview it as if he's not going to?
I think it would be better to. Well, yeah, Doncaster will be on.
It'll get confusing if we.
That's not the issue. So we're going as if Battershill is not running in the race, but it still leaves us eight high class performers. I mean, you just have to look down the left hand side of the form. Mm. So many ones in the name, but who has the best ones to their name, Mick?
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, you've got let's start with Yanworth.
Mm-hmm.
He was fourth in the Cheltenham bumper, which was a really good effort mm-hmm. on his final bumper start. Been beaten in three times over hurdle, especially impressive last time in that Grade Two. Does have to prove though that he's going to be as good over this trip against proven stamina performers. If he does, he's going to have the middle race speed to get them all at it, isn't
yeah.
he? The way he travels through his races, if he stays this trip, he's going to be very, very, very hard to beat.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the big question, isn't it? And it only gets answered at this level.
It's difficult because Yanworth is the one that I'd say has sort of maybe achieved the most, but again, as you say, not at the trip. And you look at some of the ones that Shantou Village, for example, a horse that last time was so impressive, and has been given time off, which you can either see as a good thing or not so good thing.
I think it's a good thing. I think
Ruby's booked. Everything is prime for that horse to win a cracking race.
The second Champers on Ice, unbeaten in two since.
Yes, exactly, and comes up against it again today.
Yeah, and he showed his stamina qualities last time when battling home over course and distance in dreadful conditions on New Year's Day, didn't he, as well? And if it, you know, if it turns into a slog again, Alex, those qualities are going to be, you know, high premium, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's going to be no hiding place in this.
Well, then you've got other horses that are interesting.
I'm going to get to my each way in the race in a moment.
Okay.
You're going to throw him at me, I'm sure.
Well, the one that I would be interested in, and it may not be your each way, but Clondor Sian.
Shan.
Anyway, just a horse that really took the eye in really poor races at Fontwell, and I know that they were poor races.
Yeah.
But another one who might be completely and utterly outclassed here. But again, there is not a horse in here that you wouldn't want to own, is there?
Absolutely not, because they've all got futures, haven't they? He's got a bit to find on official ratings, but I'm sure he's better than he looked last time, that's for sure. I think we're going to put a line. Susie Smith's got a string in good form, hasn't she?
She has.
And he's well worth his place in the lineup. But my each way, Alex, is Sharmix, who would be a much better price if Bartosil was going to run. As it is, he's going to be probably third in about 6-7-1, is he?
We haven't got the betting for this one yet. But
he's going to be about six. I would say he'll start about 13-2. He's up and grading trip, but he did look ready for it for this further step up in trip after his win last time on his previous step up in trip, if you like. And I think there's a lot more to come from Sharmix. It's a difficult one because you've got the proven ability of Shantou Village, Yanworth. Yanworth just has to prove that stamina, but if he does, he's going to be a handful for them all. And again, a bit like Wakanda, I think I'll just keep my powder dry a little bit and go each way Sharmix.
Okay. Could be an each way double to be had there. Alan King. I mean, we touched on Yanworth earlier, but he does have a good record in the race. Won it with Betonier in 2012 and last year with Orderob Kale.
Knows exactly what sort of horse to is required to win it. And if he thinks Yanworth's good enough, if he thinks he's going to be as good over this trip, well, he's going to be too quick for them all. There's no doubt about that. But until they go and prove it, I'd sort of just take a bit of a flyer on a horse. I think he's definitely going to improve for the step up in trip, and that's Sharmix.
Okay, one last one to look at, Mick, which is the bottom one. Barden, Nicky Henderson, Andrew Tinkler has only had one run in England. That was at Cheltenham behind North Hill Harvey. Henderson did win this race in 2011 with Bobsworth.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a sort of learning curve for him, isn't it? Lacks a bit of experience, but He's an interesting dark horse, isn't he?
He is indeed.
And he carries those famous colours that do around here, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah, they don't tend to do too badly. So
It's a fascinating race, this. Really is.
And the selection, Charmix?
Charmix each way, yes.
Okay.
Bit of a fence sitter there, I'm afraid, but I think we're going to learn plenty from this.
Okay. Next up is the 3:35 from Cheltenham. It's the Cleeve Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest over just shy of 3 miles, but as near as makes no difference. The 7 runners going to post. And I'm just going to read you the winners since 2008, Mick.
Okay,
English Driver, Big Books, Tidal Bay, Grand Cru, Big Books, Rev de Sivola, Nakara Bow, and Safia de Roux last year. The betting for this year's renewal looks like this. Thistlecrack is your 4-5 market leader. Camping Ground at 2-1, 11-2 for Putty Zig, 25 for both Nakara Bow and the Young Master, 50s for Guitar Pete, and also 50s for the Romford Pele. We've put up some potentially nice, sneaky each-way bets so far, and it's a real shame that we can't do the same.
I know,
in this race.
It is, isn't it? If only we could have mustered up one more runner, wouldn't this have had a great each-way shape to it? Like old Nicarabo, the sort of price he's going to be. This is going to be his prep run before he comes back to the festival for the Kim Muir, which he's got a fighting weight in, mark 140, and hope they get a good. Hope they've got a good amateur rider already lined up for him. And of course, we know he saves his best for Cheltenham, doesn't he?
Do you make this a two-horse race?
It is a two-horse race. Yeah. We'll get on to the others in a moment. But you're either a Camping Ground man or you're a Thistlecrack man. Seated his rider in the Peterborough Chase Camping Ground, so quickly back over hurdles, and he was very impressive in the Relkeel on New Year's Day, over 3 furlongs less. Has to improve, though, against more proven stamina horses, if you like, such as Thistlecrack. The slight concern is Thistlecrack. One of his rare blips on his CV is this day last year here in the race we've just addressed. And
the classic novices.
Now, whether there was a valid excuse for that, I can't see why Cheltenham should pose him any problems when you look at some of the tracks he's run at.
Was 25-1 as well that day.
Yes, and he's a better horse now, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been an absolute revelation, hasn't he? Well, did me a good turn at Newbury on Hennessy Day, and he was even more impressive in the long walk where, you know, he had that good old stalwart to Rev de Sivola to who, that's his race, his ground, his trip, his... And he just put him to sleep, didn't he? And in the way of a very fast improving young stayer, one of the best stayers around, isn't he, Thistlecrack?
Well, in that last race, beat Safi de Roux, who won this race last year, and beat him pointless as well.
Absolutely,
didn't he?
Yeah. No, I can't. I mean, I can't. I hate going odds on anything. You know that, but you know, if you want my idea of the winner, it will be a Thistlecrack.
Okay.
But let's go through the others.
Mm-hmm.
The Chasers, Guitar Pete, coming back over from Ireland, from running over fences. Now, just watch where he goes next after he's running this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sandra will probably either have a race in Ireland over fences, or either, maybe over hurdles for him, depending on how he gets on in here. So keep an eye on him, whatever happens on Saturday. Nakara Bow, we know where he's going, back to the festival for the Kim Muir. Keep an eye on him for that. Pretty Zig. Bit of a checkered time he's having at the moment, isn't he? He's all or nothing, Petite Zig.
Hasn't enjoyed chasing. Was
no.
A horse that he is a horse that I really like, and a horse that I backed. When did it win this season? Last season. I backed him this season against Fautor at Ascot, and actually ran okay.
Yeah.
But then since then fell really badly at Huntingdon.
Yeah.
Unseated rider at Kempton when his jumping was pretty sketchy throughout, to be honest, and I just think he needs a bit of a confidence boost. I don't think he's a bad horse.
And no,
I think there is every chance that he could bounce back, but he would need to do that sooner rather than later, really, before his confidence is knocked to the point of no return.
Absolutely.
This one could be a nice confidence boosting, get round in third, and we'll go from there kind of job.
Yeah.
Just because there's ability there.
Absolutely. And you could see him lining up for one of the good hurdle races at Aintree, couldn't you, or something like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time people see horses that go back hurdling, having failed chasing, to be, oh, that's bad. That's not what you want. They've got big books.
They do it all the time, aren't they?
Exactly. And it really doesn't matter.
Of course it
it's not admitting that you failed. It's just saying, look, we're better at what we've done so far. We know that you can do that. Let's try again. And, yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if Pitti-Zig runs well tomorrow.
No. And the other two, the Romford Pelly and the Young Master. Well, especially the Young Master, he'll be going for the handicap chase, won't he, at the festival. And he'll go there with a big chance as well, the Young Master. And I'm sure the Romford Pelly, who loved it round Cheltenham as well, I'm sure we'll see him featuring the handicap chase at the festival. So apart from the big two, Camping Ground and Thistlerat, there's going to be plenty to glean from the performances of the five chasers in the field. And just keep an eye on them on their next engagements. Well, we know where
a few of them are going.
Where Nakarabo, yeah. Romford Pelly and Young Master are going to go. They're going back to the festival. But Guitar Pete and Pitti-Zig, keep an eye on them as well. So, yeah, as you say, we could have done the whole card, but what we've done, we've all got so many sort of side issues as well, haven't they?
Absolutely. But we're going to go with Thistlecrack then.
Thistlecrack will win.
In the Thieve Hurdle? The Cleeve Hurdle.
Yeah, the Cleeve Hurdle.
Right, the final race we're going to look at is the 3:15 from Doncaster. We're going to jump to Town Moor for a very, very competitive race. It is the Skybet Chase, formerly the Great Yorkshire Chase, over the 3-mile trip. 15 runners going to post, which is a little bit unfortunate. We could have done with one more. Won in pretty impressive fashion last year by If In Doubt. He went on to run a solid enough race in the RSA. Whether the winner of this will go there, I'm not so sure. But there's still some progressive types, Mick. The betting looks like this. Le Mercure is your 11-2 market leader. 7-1 for Ziga Boy. 8s then for Bywise, Dollar Tulo and Holywell. 11s for Coolog. 12s for Arkan and Gullin Bursty. And 14s are bigger the rest. I say 14s are bigger than the rest. There's only this time at 33-1 that is bigger than 16s, which suggests it's a pretty open renewal. These prices correct as of around about 10-1 on Friday, but a very, very open renewal of this.
Yeah, and if you're a Le Mercure fan, the last year's winner's performance really gave me some heart that it can be won by a novice.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? So
just a 6-year-old, I mean.
Yeah. But and he's already matched his hurdle race level over fences. Possibly lucky to have won at Ascot last time, but it was still a good performance. I mean, the last time he won, the other fell, wasn't it? Something fell, was it at the last and left him clear? What was it?
Amore Alato.
Yeah, he would have been a close second anyway. But it was still a good performance, and you know, stepped into Grade Two at Company at Cheltenham last time, but I think the step back up to 3 miles will suit, and he's only 6. Got plenty going from the only thing wrong is the price, isn't it?
Yes, but still, it's not the worst price.
No, that's right.
Not bad at all.
No. And you're never going to get a fancy price about a nickel's horse in a race like this on a Saturday, are you?
That said, there isn't sensational value to be had anywhere because it's just such an open race. I mean, exactly. we're going from 11-2 to 16-1 if you discount this time, which I'm not saying you can do because on his day he's a talented performer. But what's the selection going to be here then? I mean, in fact, before we get to the selection, can we just talk about Bywise? A horse that in races like this consistently runs well. He's always tipped up. Interesting to see no Adam Wedge or Paul Maloney. It's Brian Harding on board.
Well, Adam broke his collarbone at Catrick in the week, and Paul's not back yet.
No, but so they've gone for Brian Harding's interesting.
He's never ridden Bywise before, but he's ridden a few winners for Evan. In fact, he would have quite a healthy strike rate for the few rides he's had for Evan Williams.
Okay.
And I think he's not a dissimilar rider to Paul Maloney, is he?
No, waiting sort of lets the horse get a bit of confidence and then...
Yeah.
But my goodness, Bywise needs a jockey who can try and get him to jump.
Yeah.
That's his issue, isn't it?
He's, well, he's got well-advertised... problems with his legs, hasn't he? That his jumping muscles, and he has to sort of jump sideways to alleviate some stress on one of them. It's not easy for him, and he is £17, and he's £17 higher than his last win in a handicap over fences. But he's gone very close off similar marks in the high 140s, and it'll all click one day, and maybe under his new jockey Brian Hardy, it might click in this, because despite the numbers, Alex, this is winnable, and there aren't that many can win it.
Okay, so who does your vote go to?
I'm going to go each way on a horse who's done me a few turns in the past, and that's No Planning.
Okay.
He's back to his last winning mark over fences. He's got a handy racing weight of 10 stone 4. Interesting jockey booking, Paddy Brennan.
Yeah, it takes over from Sean Quinlan.
Yeah, Danny's at Cheltenham, isn't he, to ride Wakanda. So they've gone for Paddy Brennan. Hopefully he will have forgotten his bad experience at the chair last time. I don't think it was as bad a fall as poor old Mo Alessi had on the same day, which definitely affected
him. I was going to say, I remember being in the studio with you a couple of weeks ago, and Mo Alessi ran again at Wetherby, I think.
Just jumped, and
looked like a horse that was
carrying... frightened to death, yes, carried the scars.
Exactly.
But I don't think Noah Planning's experience was quite as bad as Mo Alessi's, who got absolutely poleaxed at Beaches. On that same day as Noah Planning came to grief. Noah Planning unseated rather than fell, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll have as vivid memories. And, you know, he's still a comparative fresh horse. And he's a good price as well. And he's got a good record around Haydock, which is not dissimilar to Doncaster. So at the prices, I think Noah Planning might reward each way support. We haven't mentioned Hollywell. We'll have to mention him, won't we? A typical slow start to the season, but does improve from now on, doesn't he? Probably his target, once again, will be at the festival. His last handicap was at the Cheltenham Festival, off 1.45. He's 1.59 now, so no easy task, but he does bring proven class to the table. And interestingly, they're replacing the blinkers with cheap pieces, which may well suit him. Might just perk him up a little bit. Be interesting to see how he goes, Hollywell. But I'm going to stay with Noah Planning each way.
Okay, 16-1 about Noah Planning, the each way pick in the 3:15 from Doncaster. Great stuff, Mick. Some fantastic racing to look forward to on Saturday. Enjoy it all. Best luck with your bets, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.